Welcome to the My Essential Birth podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Stephanie, and we're professional doulas, childbirth educators, and the creators of My Essential Birth, the holistic, empowering online childbirth education course helping mothers everywhere confidently achieve their best birth. So join us each week as we share tips and advice for all things pregnancy, birth, and beyond.
Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be the first to get new content. And head over to www.myessentialbirth.com for more information about our birth course and to join a community of mamas just like you. All right, we want to give a shout out to our reviewer of the week, Adokubo. I hope I'm saying that last name correctly. I'm sorry. I know she's in our birth course and she can correct me later. She says, realistic expectations and ideas for pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. I discovered this podcast halfway through my first pregnancy and I'm so grateful for it. So many of the topics are helping me think through pregnancy and postpartum to-dos that I hadn't considered, such as having a detailed birth plan and identifying who I should have around me in the first 40 days after birth to help take care of me. I also appreciate that they provide honest experiences of pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. They give a realistic breakdown, unlike other pregnancy podcasts, without making it feel scary or overwhelming. I like that you guys hit on so many of our goals. We really want this to be digestible information for you. I feel like if we come in here making it too like just heavy with research and data and medical terminology and stuff like that, I don't know that it's going to have the same effect and takeaways for you. So we try to give you bite-sized bits. Thank you for your review. We appreciate it.
So this week's topic is all about, and it might throw you off, but it's don't underestimate the power of birth.
What does that mean?
I know. Let me tell you. Here's the thing. We know that you can do this birth thing. This is like, right, our high horse. Like, yep. Anyone can do this.
We can do it.
We can do it. You can do it.
We're a bunch of buffoons, so you can do it too.
You can do it. And we believe you're strong enough and capable and absolutely made for this. And not but, and we know that there's a certain amount of work and effort that goes into anything, achieving anything that's worthwhile, and a goal. And so there are some things that we encourage you to do and that you should do in order to have the birth that you're desiring to have. And we're talking about the kind of goals that after you complete them, you look back and you're like, dang, like I did that thing. Those kinds of goals, birth is on that list. It's gonna push you. It's gonna challenge you. And so we want to talk about that.
It's the kind of goal that you love what you accomplish so much that you just want to go out and tell the whole world about, not necessarily about how awesome you are, but just how awesome this experience was
like
for you.
Creating a podcast or a birth course, like it lights you up, right?
Exactly. So let's talk about what goes into this so we can get loud about birth and keep the momentum going throughout this year. All of that raw energy that's been built up from 2020, like just simmering. Let's keep it rolling into this year and snowball it into the world.
Yeah, I think 2020 was amazing. It was hard and new and crazy and beautiful. And it reminded women that their bodies work. One of the best things that we saw was insurances started covering out-of-hospital births.
Woo!
Right? And they did that because they knew that women could safely give birth out of the hospital. And they knew that their bodies could do it. So women started believing that they could do it too. In fact, we saw mothers everywhere start moving from hospital births to out-of-hospital births because they're like, I want to have a doula. I want my husband to be at my birth. Yeah. I trust my body that it can do it. I was only going there like in case of emergency anyways. So why are they taking all these rights away? And so anyways, these are women who hadn't considered birthing even without medication before. And they're like, actually, I feel like that is the better option for me. So women started believing in themselves again, and just like women used to. And they believed in their bodies and their abilities to birth their babies unmedicated. And that was, I mean, we just want to keep that going.
Yeah, we don't want to lose that ground that we've gained. I mean, if medical professionals and insurance companies were saying in 2020 that out of hospital birth might be safer or better for you, you can have the people there, you don't have to worry about it, still holds true now.
Right.
So here's what we see as a potential stumbling block to this forward momentum. Now we have to take some responsibility for something we've noticed with the women who follow us. They believe in themselves, they're empowered, they're fearless a lot of the time, or they're willing and happy to walk through any fears that they have to aim for the birth that they want. We also want to be very clear with every woman out there that it is going to take some work to hit your mark.
Okay, so when I was thinking of this, I thought of running a marathon, and you'll have to bear with me because it's running season again, and this has kind of turned into something that I do to push myself outside of being able to have babies and give birth. This is the most pushing thing that I've ever done. And so if I decided that I wanted to run a marathon or even a half marathon, okay, 13.1 miles. And what if I watched videos about how to do it? I listened to podcasts from people who were successful at it. I listened to different challenges. Like when I hit an uphill at 7 miles and then again at 10 miles, what am I supposed to do? I listen to the different challenges. I'm aware of what's going to be coming up. I talk with tons of other people who have successfully run it, and they've encouraged me and told me that I could do it too. They've gone before me. They've seen the finish line. They know that if they can do it, I can do it too. I even made my husband watch and listen along with me. I'm like, Michael, listen to this podcast. Watch this video. Like, these women are awesome. Look at them hitting these goals. I buy the cutest running shoes and the best outfit. I get my nails done to match my sports bra. I even have all my running snacks ready to go. Gummies for the win, right? But when it comes to training, what if I only ran once or twice a week? I never did the long runs, nothing past 3 miles, and I didn't eat super well. Well, then I showed up to race day. How do you think that's going to look for me? Do you think that's going to be a really positive experience? My mental state is probably excellent. I have all of this positive energy in the back of my mind. I know that other people can do it, and I can do it too. After all, everyone has done this before me, right? They come in all different shapes and sizes and abilities and backgrounds and ages. All these different people, I see them running all the time. In fact, the first time I ran and I had all these people running past me, I was like, are you kidding me? You know, like, how am I not keeping up here? The truth is, I would likely finish the race one way or the other. I'm probably going to cross the finish line, but it's also going to be a lot more challenging than I thought. And I probably won't even make it halfway through the race before realizing I'm a little bit unprepared. And by then it's too late. No more prep time, right? Race is on. I may have to walk a lot. I may finish after they're cleaning up the track, and they're probably won't be a ton of people waiting at the end to cheer me on. Like, if you go to a race and you're coming in at the end and you're coming in at a decent time, you know, there's a ton of people waiting. You're like waiting for all the people to get through, and there's cheering, and it's like, yes, we're doing this thing. And I may want some serious help. I maybe even ask someone to come pick me up from the track. Maybe I'm tired and feeling defeated and exhausted, and I have somebody help walk me over the finish line. Chances are I will be thinking a lot about how I could have been more prepared.
Birth is no different from what Stephanie just described. We try to teach you so many things, so many. We know that if you're here with us and you're listening, it's because you care about the outcome. You have a goal. We know that you want to learn, and we know you want to enjoy every moment of this pregnancy and birth experience. And we are seriously so happy you are here. So let us guide you in the way that you've trusted us to do that thus far.
And let us be honest with you and tell you that you can do this, and you will need to put in the work to create the experience that you're going to want. Don't be like the runner who only prepares the dream, right? Don't be the person that's only envisioning the best birth. The vision is important. The vision is where you get the ideas and the strength and the drive and the everything that's going to help you create the birth that you want to have. But don't only focus on the dream. You have to be able to see yourself do it. So don't get us wrong. Like, that is very important. But doing the work, that part is necessary.
Make sure that you put in the work to hit the goal that you have. Like, the amount of work has to match how big your goal is. Be so prepared that when it's go time, the experience is actually easier and less stressful than the training. Don't just put together the birth plan and your birth playlist and buy the cutest laboring gown and baby accessories and massage tools and birth ball and then forget to practice relaxation. Do the work.
And if you're kind of doing some things right now, awesome. We want to keep encouraging you to be doing that. But we also want to push you to take it a step further. So maybe you're feeling overwhelmed right now. So don't. We want to stop you right there. Don't let it get to your head. But maybe you're kind of sorting hitting your protein for the day. Maybe you're doing your daily exercises once or twice a week. So you're going to push yourself just a little bit more every single day. Maybe you're going to hit your protein 4 days out of 7 this week, and you're going to do your daily exercises 3 days this week. You're just pushing yourself a little bit more down the path so that you can aim for that goal that you're wanting to hit.
So we're going to highlight some things of what you can do to prepare and to do this work that we keep telling you to do. So we're going to give you some must-do things that you really need to make sure you do. Others we won't talk about here just for the sake of time, but you know, just know that there's other stuff. The first thing you've got to do is find your provider, the person who's like got the same birth philosophy, who's ready to partner with you and help you do this thing and make it happen. You're going to ask the questions. You're going to interview several. You're going to find the right birth team.
Okay, number two is going to be to prep your partner. They have to be watching the videos. They have to be listening to the podcast. They have to be gaining the knowledge alongside of you. Otherwise, they're not going to be helpful. They're not going to be useful. They're not going to know. And I promise you, as they start to learn, they're going to love it and it's going to grow. And you're going to start having conversations with them that you're like, wow, like that was a pretty cool conversation. You know,
we've had a couple posts in our members group and they were like, I just have to give a shout out to my husband.
Yes.
He's talking to people at work about stuff and he's like educating them. Or we were out to dinner with my parents and they were asking about birth plans and I shared this with them and they started to kind of give some pushback like, oh, are you sure that's safe? And like, he was the one that's like, well, actually kind of put them in their place, and you know, that's huge. Yeah. That's what we want.
Yeah. And back to the race analogy, kind of with like you're finding your provider and you're prepping your partner. You need to figure out where you're gonna race, right? So you gotta figure out where you're gonna be giving birth, and so you've gotta have a provider in order to do that. And then who's gonna be your race buddy that's encouraging you? It's the same kind of thing. You're gonna have to have somebody on your side that's like, you can do it, keep going. Like, I watched that video too, and I know that when you get to mile 7 and you hit that hill, like this is what you have to do, you can do it. Force them to race along next to you. Like, I made Michael buy shoes so that he could run with me. Like, it's real. Yeah. Like, you have to be in this together.
Can I just say for that too, I love feeling like we're a lot of women's race buddies.
Yeah.
We get those texts, hey, I just finished up this appointment and this is what they said and I don't know what to do. Like, what do you think here? And we're able to provide some informational support. Like, no, test epidural, girl, please.
Yeah. You know,
like, that's not even a thing. You just do you. So, but it's got to be somebody that not only encourages you, but can help you recognize when things are getting a little derailed and they don't have to be. Number three, you've got to put in the physical preparation. The first thing for your physical prep, you need to download the three exercises for an easier pregnancy and birth that we provide for free on our website and do them daily. It will seriously take you all of 10 minutes and then hopefully be on your mind to do your squats and work on that throughout the day. You guys have probably done and researched a lot about habits, right? But they call it habit stacking. Tie it to something that you automatically do every day. So can you squat while you're brushing your teeth, right? Everybody brushes their teeth every day, hopefully, right? Can you do that forward leaning inversion right before you're getting settled in for the night to watch your Netflix show? Like, tie it to something that you already do to make sure that it happens daily.
And I think the physical prep is important. We're gonna, like, there's the mental side of things, but you also physically have to be prepared for what's coming during birth. And that's where it's back to, like, there is a power behind birth and we don't want you underestimating that power. Like, thinking you can handle it and being prepared to, as well as thinking you can handle it, is a very different set of skills. She mentioned the physical exercises or the daily exercises. Those exercises are pelvic tilts, squats, and a forward leaning inversion. And the pelvic tilts, you can start with like 20 in the morning and 20 at night, or whenever, you know, you're brushing your teeth or whatever it is. I guess brushing your teeth wouldn't work with the pelvic tilt. But for the squats, and then you move up gradually and aim for like 50 plus. It's going to prep your core. And it's going to stretch and strengthen your round ligaments, as well as it's going to prepare your PC muscles. So these are all things that are good for mom during pregnancy and for birth.
With the squats, you want to check the guide, the download for the proper way to do this. We show you every once in a while on Instagram stories, but you want to aim for 15 minutes. And if you can't do all of that right away, that's okay. But that's the goal. And you need to work your way up from there. The squats are going to stretch your perineal area. Your legs are going to strengthen your legs for when it's time for pushing so that you don't get as exhausted during the pushing stage.
And then the forward leaning inversion is just once a day. That's it. That's all you have to do. It's not for very long. And it encourages your baby into a good head down position. So every mom is going to want to do that.
And you guys, again, there's other physical things you need to be doing to prepare. You need to have nutrition goals that you're hitting in order to prevent some of the things like preeclampsia and stuff like that. We're not going to get into those, but just be aware that it's not just the exercises. All right, so we're moving from the physical work that you need to put in into relaxation practice. And there's a lot of tools to help make this easier for you, to help you be really successful with it. But the purpose behind this, of course, is that if you're having trouble relaxing through contractions, your body may have trouble dilating. You're going to be kind of fighting what your body's trying to do. And so we have guided meditations within the course. They're crazy useful. And I love them. We hired a professional to help us create these because that's not necessarily Stephanie's in my wheelhouse.
But we love it.
But we love it, you know, using kind of that concept of super deep relaxation or hypnosis to help you get in the zone. And anyway, they're awesome.
And the important part of that is understanding that relaxation is muscle memory. And we probably need to pull back and do another podcast episode here, but I'll include the one in the show notes where we go over relaxation, all the benefits, everything that you've got to do to get yourself in a relaxed state and to understand that it is a learned technique. Relaxation doesn't happen all on its own. It is something that you learn over time and with practice. So this is something that you physically need to be doing for your physical and mental state.
And then labor rehearsals are awesome to do. We've got several within the birth course, and we also hold kind of live rehearsals within our private Facebook group. But basically you need to pretend it's the real thing. And there's going to be some giggles and laughs the first couple times that yes. You guys do mock contractions and stuff together. But you and your birth partner both have very specific roles that you're playing during those contractions, and you need to be so comfortable with them that it's like just second nature. You know, it's like music. You're working together. It's a beautiful symphony.
And number six, and we're gonna just kind of go on from here, but knowledge. Right? How often are we like, you guys have to know stuff, okay? Yeah. And like this, just our quote, like, if you don't know your options, you might not have any. And that's really true. So if you've got that information in the back of your mind, guess what? You're going to have more options when it comes to birth time.
If you're serious and you really want to do the work, you want to be held accountable, you want to jump into a community of support and encouragement and get your questions, your personal questions answered along the way, we are hands down going to encourage you to get the birth course. It's our best work. It's the best preparation you'll find for the exact things we are constantly talking about on this podcast.
You are actually more likely to do the work when you set yourself up for success and have a team cheering you on.
And when you invest in success.
Yes, yeah. Totally. That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't know if I wanted to do the race, right? And I didn't pay for it, or I didn't sign up for it. I didn't like invest any time, energy, effort into that. It's way less likely I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's easier to blow off, yeah. Right?
And the best part isn't like I'm doing it with a friend, right? So I'm not going to let that person down. I could sign up for it and then I could decide I don't want to do it anymore. Nobody needs to know. There's $50. It's not a big deal. But doing it with somebody too, anyways, all of that is going to, it's going to help your momentum to get you where you want to be. But let's talk about the why. Like, why is it so important? Why are we talking about this, like not underestimating birth? What's the background here? Well, the truth is that we've watched mothers in all kinds of situations over this last year and a half give in to their providers. Mm-hmm. 2020 brought on some incredible things, especially with the birthing world and with mothers in general, but it also brought on some challenges that came from it. We've seen moms have birth partners that were unprepared, moms that expect to go unmedicated but not necessarily have the tools to walk through the challenge. And when the contractions become more intense than they expected, they allow things to happen during labor that they wish they would have had a voice to change, and ultimately they give up on the birth that they wanted. This isn't everybody, but we've seen some of this that enough that we're like, that's enough.
Yeah.
we need to say something here, yeah. Because we don't want you to ever look back on your birth and regret anything that happened or feel like it should have gone differently and there's something you could have done about it.
Exactly. We often do get women in our birth course who have had a less than ideal previous birth and they're looking for something better, knowing that they need the guidance. And we want to make sure we're serving you right. You deserve to be prepared in every way. And we want to help you do that the right way.
Right. So here's the thing. Birth is hard. It is. It's incredibly rewarding, but it's also hard. There's a reason that we call it labor, right? And you're capable. And you're capable. You're made for this work. You're born with a uterus, for Pete's sake. Like, you're meant to be able to do this. You can do this. And no one else is going to be able to bring that baby that's in your belly into this world. Like, and at some point, you're going to realize that, right? When you hit that 36th week and you're like, oh, crap, you got to get out of there somehow. So you might as well be prepared before.
You wouldn't have been given this task if you couldn't handle it, right? You deserve to be prepared because you deserve the birth that will have you looking back at your body, your partner, and your experience with that awe.
And you deserve to feel the incredible amount of joy for having a challenging goal and then hitting it out of the park, like doing all that you can to hit that mark, crossing that finish line, knowing that you put in the effort. There's nothing like it. And we want to encourage you. We know you've got this, so get to work.
All right, mamas, we will be back with more tips and advice soon. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe so that you get notifications first about new episodes.
And don't forget to head over to myessentialbirth.com for more information on the birth course and to join our online community serving pregnant mamas just like you.